Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Shalom everyone, we've reached the fourth aliyah of Parasha Vezot HaBracha, and this is the blessing. We find today's aliyah in Deuteronomy 33 from verse 18 to verse 21. And today we will be reading verses 18 and 19. And he reads, "Of Zebulun he said, rejoice, Zebulun, in your going out, Issachar, in your tents. They shall call the peoples to the mountain. There shall they offer sacrifices of righteousness, for they shall suck the abundance of the seas, the hidden treasures of the sand. Who can rejoice more? The one who goes out or the one who stays?" This is a wonderful example of brotherly love. The tribes of Zebulun and Issachar were together in the Eternal's work. Both lived near the sea, Genesis 49:13, and Zebulun was joyful in his fishing business and other activities that served to supply the needs of Issachar as he studied Torah in his tents. If it had not been for Zebulun, Issachar would never have been able to study in that way. Zebulun was younger than Issachar, but in this text, he is mentioned first because of his practical love in providing for his brother in his studies. This merit places him above his older brother. These two worked together for the expansion of the kingdom. They needed each other. Zebulun went out and told of Israel's faith and invited the Gentiles to come and visit Israel. Issachar was dedicated to studying and teaching the Torah so that Israel and those who united with Israel would be able to serve the Eternal in the right way. According to Rashi, Issachar contributed 200 people to the Sanhedrin throughout the history of Israel, as it is written in 1 Chronicles 12, 32 and 33. Of the children of Issachar, men who had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brothers were at their commandment. Of Zebulun, such as were able to go out in the army, who could set the battle in array, with all manner of instruments of war, 50,000, and who could order the battle array, and were not of double heart. We need both these kinds of people in our midst. Some work in business, bringing practical and financial support to the kingdom and backing up those who study the Torah so that prophetic revelation is not lacking at any time. Without the support of Zebulun, Issachar would not have been able to study the Torah. Without the support of Issachar, Zebulun would never have partaken of revelations and heavenly things. Blessed be the Eternal for this wonderful cooperation. I believe both rejoice the same way, the one who goes out and the one who stays. Don't you think so? The truth is that the one who can rejoice in his work has received a great blessing. Kol Tuv and Shalom.